If you could open up in your Bibles with me this morning to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. While we're doing that, I was asked to make mention that with our vacation Bible school coming up, just under a month away, Mom, you've got some flyers. If there's maybe a particular place, a neighborhood, somewhere that you go that you feel like would allow and want you to put a flyer up about the Vacation Bible School in the neighborhood here. We've got some of those available, and the Lord's bringing different ones in, and we're looking forward to this opportunity to come. You know, when I think about times like Vacation Bible School, you know, it's not a very complicated message we begin to proclaim to these young ones that come in. And if you look at me in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, you have Paul writing, and if there's something that we know about Paul's past, if you were to read Philippians chapter 3, you kind of get that resume of sorts of Paul, and certainly he could have come to the Corinthians and with a superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming the testimony of God, as he says in verse 1, that he did not come with that. But we know it's not because Paul couldn't have. Very well educated, very well trained, he had to be. To be the Pharisee that he was. But he says in verse 2, I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And he says, I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. He said, in my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Why? So that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. And we have opportunity to begin to share something with somebody. We can share in such a way that we begin to be elevated or it begins to be about our knowledge, or we could begin to point them towards the one who can actually rescue. And if you look back in the previous chapter in verse 18, it says the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Why Paul in Romans 1:16 would say we're not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of salvation. And, you know, so often we begin to, as we have this opportunity with young ones, that we realize it is the simplicity of the gospel. It's not a complicated message. It is one that without the Spirit of Christ beginning to tug on a heart, we could never comprehend the depth of God's love in that. But the simplicity of the message as Paul comes, he goes, look, I could come with superiority of speech, but hey, your trust would be in me. And that's not the desire of our heart. And so I wanted to bring up Olivia this morning. We're kind of thinking about really the simplicity of this message. You've got an opportunity coming up soon. You're going to actually be going on a missions trip. And there's going to be some young ones. And you actually, as you kind of described it, it's kind of like, you picture it like a vacation Bible school, but about six times as long. That's what it sounds like. So about 6 weeks, right, that you'll be there. And as you and I were talking about these things, you were kind of reflecting back on you growing up and hearing God's word. And it really was the simplicity of that message that began to touch your heart. I know you've got a couple of verses that have been on your heart with that. But that really began to be how the Lord kind of stirred your heart in this way for these children. And when we talk about simplicity of message, you probably could share, there's a language barrier even with the children that you're going to, so you have to really simplify sometimes the message that you begin to share, because you're not fluent in Spanish, last I checked, right?
Más o menos.
Translate that for us. So tell us about this and kind of how the Lord is kind of worked in your heart for these children.
Yes. So I'll be going to Costa Rica this summer for 6 weeks. It's with a family that I've known for pretty much my whole life. We helped send them off like 10 years ago, and they've been faithful serving there. And we've kept praying for them and supporting them. And I got to go 2 summers ago and just fell in love with it, fell in love with the kids and the ministry, and just felt so at peace there. And I just couldn't get it off my heart. Like, the Lord just kept putting it on my heart. I thought about it every single day. And so this summer, he's giving me the opportunity to go as an intern and get to help just with their whole ministry and learn how they do things, why they do things, but a large part of their ministry is kids, because where they are, it's pretty much all single moms and kids. It's like a generational cycle of their culture, and so they're trying to break that by discipling the next generation. And so I'll get to do basically VBS every single day with the kids. It's called El Pozo, which translates to the well. And so the kids come and they get to hear a Bible story and get to worship. And it's all in Spanish. But they sing the same songs that we sing at VBS. And it's just so cool to see their joy for the Lord. And these kids really don't have a lot. They don't have anything. But they're just so joyful. And they just want to hear that Jesus loves them. And they're so receptive to it.
Now, you had a particular verse on your heart, right?
Mm-hmm. This is Luke 18:15-17. Now they were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called to him, saying, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And like Pastor James was saying, I love these verses because it's just such a reminder that the gospel is so simple, and I can overcomplicate my faith and I can overcomplicate studying the Bible. But when I teach kids the Bible and God's word, it's like, no, it's so simple. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. And the kids just remind me of that. And also their hearts are just so soft and so receptive to the things of the Lord. I was volunteering at a school a few weeks ago and had an opportunity to talk to some kids who didn't even know who God was. And they were just asking me so many questions. And it's like there's this soft soil here. Like, we're called to plant seeds, and their little hearts are so just desiring to know God and to know his love. And especially these kids who don't have dads, and just pointing to God as their eternal father.
You had a young person, you had one of the children in the class that you were helping with, and their name was in the Bible. Mm-hmm. What was the name again?
His name was Ezra.
Ezra. Mm-hmm. And you had another one go, "What's the Bible?"
Yeah.
And it was really, you just realized there hadn't been the Word of God brought in. And mm-hmm. and not to cover the whole story, but you kind of got a little bit in trouble because you started answering questions about the Bible. The teacher kind of telling you maybe not to talk about the Lord. But what was really your heart as you felt like coming out of that with the young people?
So basically, I'm majoring in early childhood education, so I had to do 5 days of pre-teaching, which is like classroom observation, and I did it in a public school, and I ended up talking to the kids about God and sharing the gospel with them. It's just like second nature to me, and they're like, "What's the Bible? Why did God have to die?" Ask me all these questions. And so I'm like, "I'm going to tell you, of course." And then I got in trouble, but that's okay. And I think coming out of that, I really realized, like, I don't understand how I could teach kids without teaching them the Word of God. And even just things with, like, discipline, like, why do we not do what we do? Well, it's because God said, and just pointing them to his love and his word. And so I don't know how the Lord's going to use me in the future, but I know it has to be with the Word of God.
If you're going to have opportunity with them, you realize that's all you want to leave them mm-hmm. with, is that simplicity of that gospel message. Aww. You have one other passage as well, right?
This is 2 Timothy 3:14-15. "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from who you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." And so I'm so thankful that my parents raised me in the Word of God, and it was that learning God's Word that led to my salvation when I was little. But as I've gotten older, like, taking my faith and choosing Jesus for myself and owning my faith for myself, it's learning that that's a personal relationship with God. But I believe that God, like, sees a little heart that's receptive to him, and these little hearts are so receptive, and he sees that, and he's the faithful one to keep us and to save us.
So. You want the same thing for them.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Miss Lee. You know, I think about in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 16, it begins to follow passage in which we realize there's a lot of darkness out there in the world. But the chapter starts off, he says, to be imitators of God. Begin to take on his heart. Verse 15 and 16 would say, "Act as wise men, not as unwise. Make the most of your time, because the days are evil." We realize God gives us opportunity, and what else would we want to leave somebody with? and to share the Word of God, to share actual power to change their lives through a relationship with Christ. And so what great opportunities the Lord gives us to point to Him and to elevate His Word in a relationship with Him above anything else we could learn in this world. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before You today, we thank You for not only rescuing us, but that You would give us the privilege of getting to proclaim Your Word, to begin to come alongside and to share the simplicity of this message of Your love for us, of Your salvation. Lord, it is not a complicated message that we bring, but Lord, we realize that it's something impossible without You. And so, Lord, may we not take for granted the opportunities You give us to point to You and to begin to bring Your Word as You would open opportunities and doors. Lord, we give You and You alone the thanks and praise today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.